Just a little thought about Proverbs 9, verse 3. Talking about wisdom, she has sent out her maidens, she cries from the highest places of the city. So God is not passive. God is calling out through his word. His word is living. When you encounter the text of the Bible, you can at first blush consider it to be boring or whatever, but actually this is God calling out to you through the accounts of history, through the law of Moses, through especially the Gospels about the Lord Jesus and the later interpretation of them that are given in the New Testament. This is God desperately crying out. So wisdom, or the Word of God, is a call or a cry to people. And yet, the same word for calling and crying out has been used earlier in Proverbs 2 verse 3, Proverbs 7 verse 4, about the believer crying out for wisdom. And actually, wisdom is crying out back to him or her. So there's a kind of mutuality between God and man. You call out to God, and actually he is calling out to you. And so as the Yiddish little proverb says, going out to meet him, I found him coming toward me. And that is absolutely how it is. That it's not simply that man is in search of God, crying out for wisdom, crying out for knowledge. God is in search of man. And actually, he has been crying out to you for years, even before you started to cry out to him. So many people tell me this when you chat with them after their baptism. And, you know, we talk about our spiritual journeys. Folks say, well, you know, I thought that I was sort of alone. There was no God. And then I started to pray to him, started to study the Bible, start to have a look at what he's saying. And I found that, yeah, he's been saying this all along. And actually, yeah, it was there, but I had just been deaf to it. God is in search of man. It's not so much, as Paul says, that we know God, but rather that we were known by him. You think of the parables of the lost, the shepherd searching for the sheep, the woman searching for the coin, the lovely father in the parable of the two sons, looking and searching and hoping in his heart for the return of the prodigal. So God is in search of us, and yet we also are in search of him. But when we meet, then there is this electric spark whereby heaven and earth are, as it were, united in the joy of finding each other. Now, that is why we should be out there, as it were, on the streets, out there chatting to people in our lives, those with whom we meet out there on the internet, putting God's word out there, because that word of God is not like any other piece of literature or book that you might distribute. That is God's word, and he is crying out to people. And there are people crying out back to him. And there will be some who suddenly realize this. I have been crying out for wisdom. And here it is, crying out to try to get my attention. And then there is this joyful meeting, which is far more than a sort of an in-love moment when two people discover that they have mutual attraction and are in love. This goes on forever.